While the practice of satiating the thirst from a good run probably dates back to cavemen and fermented berries, our story really starts in the 1930s in what's now Malaysia, where what's called hashing began. As legend has it, a group of British expatriates would get together for a run on Monday nights in an effort to get rid of their weekend hangovers. Afterwards, they'd drink more beer to satisfy their new thirsts. Flash forward 75 years or so, and that concept of gathering to dash and drink is taking hold in running social clubs that are popping up around the Tampa Bay area.
We got a few announcements before we take off. First off, welcome all the new people. Raise your hand if you're new tonight. Very nice. Welcome to Running for Brews, downtown Tampa.
I started with Running for Brews, which bills itself as being cheaper than therapy. Kevin Bupp created the first chapter in Dunedin in 2010, combining his love of exercise and craft beer. With the help of John McMahon, the idea picked up momentum, and now Running for Brews has over 7,000 members in 24 chapters in 7 states. In the Bay Area alone, they hold 9 separate weekly runs in half a dozen cities, with plans to add more. I caught up with John McMahon on a Wednesday night at the Poorhouse in the Channel District, one of 3 establishments the club bases its Tampa runs out of.
We choose our locations based on the scenery, the run, how safe it is. We choose it based on craft brews. We choose it on the atmosphere of the bar, how well they're staffed, and the quality of the service that they give us, and just treating the runners, you know, appropriately.
Running for Brews offers routes between 1.5 to 3.1 miles, the latter the length of a 5K, and participants go at their own pace. In my case, that meant losing the fast runners about a mile in as we crossed the Hillsborough River onto Harbor Island, also not knowing where the few slower runners were behind me.
Yes, I am officially now lost from the rest of the group as I reach the end of Harbor Island and I see no one within sight. The good news is I may be able to swim for it.
It turns out I was going the right way, I just didn't realize it, as I'm cursed with a bad sense of direction to go along with my creaky knees.
Just ran past a condo with a jacuzzi full of people. I am so jealous.
Eventually, I caught up to Rachel Gady, who just moved to Tampa 6 months ago. While Gady is training for a marathon, when I met her, she was power walking with a pair of friends she had made in the club.
How often do you come out here for the running?
This is my fifth time.
Why'd you come out?
Because I like running and Tampa's really pretty, and when I saw this group I wanted to see what they were about, and even though I didn't know anybody, I felt comfortable that I would run with people with a common interest.
We made our way back to the Poorhouse, where precious cold beer awaited us, in my case a Sweetwater Brewing Company Blue Ale. I pulled up a seat next to R.J. Phelps, who was one of the veteran club members, had led us on the run that night.
What do you like best of it? Do you like the running? Do you like the beer? Do you like the socializing aspect?
Mostly just the socializing and then the running. Beer, you know, the beer's the icing on the cake.
Cake was nowhere to be found, but the club offers holiday-themed runs, as well as other year-round social activities like biking for brews, paddleboarding for brews, skating for brews. Well, you get the idea. That's because while beer and fitness are fun, McMahon says the group is really about getting people together.
It's all about creating community, creating a sense of friendships, and bringing people together.
Giving my knees and liver a break, I waited a week to hit another club. This time I headed over to Fitnich in Tampa's Hyde Park, where every Thursday the Running Shoe Store hosts a wine and chocolate run. Yes, after a 5K run along beautiful Bayshore Boulevard, okay, beautiful when it's not drizzling like it was the night I ran, participants can partake in a little free wine.
You want Chardonnay or you want Pinot?
Is that cold?
That's cold. Okay.
Outside the store, I talked to Tina Rimraka. Her running partner, her year-and-a-half-old Weimaraner Luna, eyed my glass of water suspiciously.
What is your wine of choice after a run?
On a humid day like this, definitely white wine, so I go for the Pinot Grigio for me.
You disagree?
Luna steered clear of them, but the nearby candy store, City Street Sweets, offers free chocolate samples, while the wine exchange next door to that offers runners discounts on a glass of vino or a martini. With such temptation available, I asked run organizer, Fitnich General Manager Sandy Lake, the most obvious question.
Isn't the whole purpose of running to keep the weight off and then you hit the wine and chocolate immediately afterwards? Doesn't it negate everything you just did?
That's irrelevant on Thursday nights. The wine and chocolate have no calories on Thursday nights if you run first. Just kidding.
Lake added something that's been said, probably about both running and alcohol, by hashers dating back to the cavemen.
It's okay to indulge in what you want to indulge in. Lead a healthy lifestyle, everything in moderation, and it's just a great way, as I said, to meet people and to have a good time.
So with that, I grabbed a nice Cab Merlot blend, a rich piece of chocolates, toasted to friendship and good health, and planned for a run the next morning. For Florida Matters, I'm Mark Schreiner.
I don't know if there's going to be a full blast there, but oh, yep, it looks like there might be.